You're listening to an African Elements top news story for February 27, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Uvira mass graves, the shocking truth behind Congo's 2026 crisis. By Darius Spearman. The discovery of mass graves in eastern Congo has sent shockwaves through the international community. In February 2026, provincial authorities in South Kivu reported finding at least 171 bodies. These remains were uncovered shortly after the M23 rebel group pulled back from the strategic city of Uvira. The reports describe two main sites where the bodies were discarded. These locations include Kirimoni and Kavimvira. This tragedy is not a new story for the region. It is the latest chapter in a cycle of violence that has lasted for over 30 years. Families in Uvira now face a double burden. They are dealing with the heavy weight of grief. At the same time, they fear the spread of disease from decomposing remains. Local leaders describe a population that is deeply traumatized. People are looking for missing relatives in shallow pits. The state of the bodies makes identification very difficult. This situation highlights the complete collapse of the rule of law in the area. It also shows the urgent need for forensic experts to help the grieving families. The roots of a 30-year war, the violence in Uvira did not begin with the current M23 offensive. The roots go back to the 1994 Rwandan genocide. After that event, millions of people fled into eastern Congo. Among them were Hutu extremists known as the Interahamwe. These fighters formed a group called the FDLR. Their presence created a security crisis for Rwanda and the local Tutsi population. This history created a security vacuum that has never been filled. It turned the region into a permanent battlefield. Uvira has always been a strategic gateway. During the First and Second Congo Wars, it was a primary target. In 1998, a massacre in nearby Makabala saw over 800 civilians killed. These historical traumas shape how people view the discovery today. The community sees the current mass graves as a repetition of past horrors. The cycle of revenge and ethnic tension remains unbroken. Understanding this history is essential to seeing why peace is so hard to find. Who is the M23 movement? The M23, or March 23rd movement, is a Tutsi-led rebel group. Its name comes from a peace deal signed in 2009. The group claims that the Congolese government failed to integrate their fighters into the national army. They also claim to protect the Banyamulenge, who are Congolese Tutsis. Many Congolese see the M23 as a proxy for the interests of neighboring Rwanda. The group recently made rapid gains across South Kivu. In late 2025, the M23 captured major cities like Goma and Bukavu. They moved south and occupied Uvira for 2 months. During this time, they reportedly carried out extrajudicial killings. The group describes their recent withdrawal as a trust-building measure. This move followed pressure from the administration of President Trump in Washington. However, the Congolese government remains skeptical. They view the pullback as a tactical maneuver to avoid being surrounded by other forces. The identity crisis of the Banyamulenge. The status of the Banyamulenge is a central driver of the conflict. This group has lived in South Kivu for over a century. Despite this, their citizenship is often questioned. In 1981, a law revoked their citizenship. This left many of them stateless and vulnerable. This exclusion from the national community has led to repeated cycles of violence. It is a struggle for survival and adaptation that mirrors other historical struggles for rights. Political leaders often use anti-Tutsi rhetoric to gain support. They label the Banyamulenge as invaders or foreigners. This narrative makes it easy to target them during times of war. Human rights groups report that hundreds of Banyamulenge villages have been burned. The M23 uses this persecution as a reason for its rebellion. This situation creates a tragic paradox. The rebellion meant to protect the community often brings more suffering upon them. It reinforces the stigma that they are agents of a foreign power. Wazalendo, the controversial patriots to fight the M23, the government has authorized local militias. These groups are known as the Wazalendo. The name means patriots in Swahili. President Tshisekedi encouraged these citizens to defend the country. While they are seen as heroes by some, they are controversial. They lack a formal military structure. This lack of control has led to serious human rights abuses. In many areas, the Wazalendo have established a reign of terror. They are accused of looting and extortion. They also target civilians who they suspect of supporting the M23. This often includes people from the Binyamulenge community. The government has essentially outsourced its security duties. This creates a legal gray zone where no one is held accountable. The presence of these militias adds to the fear felt by the people of Uvira. The rise of these armed groups reflects a major political narrative shift in the region. The focus has moved from civil stability to a wartime economy. In this environment, the rule of law is often ignored. Civilians are caught between the rebels and the unregulated patriots. Neither side provides true safety. This environment allows for the type of mass violence that leads to the discovery of hidden graves. Minerals and the economy of conflict. The war in Eastern Congo is also a battle for wealth. The region is rich in critical minerals like coltan and cobalt. These minerals are used in smartphones and electric cars. Armed groups control many of the mines. They use the profits to buy weapons and pay fighters. Much of this wealth is smuggled out of the country through neighboring states. This economic incentive keeps the fighting alive. Rwanda is often cited as a hub for this trade. Reports show that Rwanda exports large amounts of coltan despite having few mines of its own. The control of mining zones is a major military goal. For example, the Rubaya mining zone is a strategic prize. It holds a large portion of the global supply of coltan. As long as these minerals are valuable, the war will likely continue. The global demand for technology fuels the suffering in places like Uvira. The fear of disease and the reality of health. The discovery of 171 bodies has caused a health panic. Local residents fear that the smell of decay means an epidemic is coming. They worry about cholera and other diseases. This fear is understandable in a region where the health system has collapsed. However, experts from the WHO provide a different view. They state that bodies from violence do not usually cause major outbreaks. The real danger lies in the contamination of water. If the graves are near wells or Lake Tanganyika, the water can become unsafe. Decomposing remains can leak into the ground. This could lead to diarrheal diseases. Families are also suffering from the psychological impact of being near the dead. They are unable to perform proper burials. This keeps them in a limbo of grief that is harmful to mental health. This atmosphere of fear is similar to the aftermath of other mass violence events. In those cases, the community must struggle for both health and justice. In Uvira, the government has restricted access to the sites. This is done to allow for medical examinations. But for the families, every day of delay is another day of pain. They want to identify their loved ones and provide a dignified farewell. SADC and African-led Solutions, the Southern African Development Community, has stepped in to help. They deployed a military mission to support the Congolese army. This force includes troops from South Africa, Tanzania, and Malawi. Unlike previous UN missions, the SADC force has an offensive mandate. Their goal is to neutralize the M23 and other groups. This represents a move toward African-led solutions to the crisis. However, the intervention is complex. There are many different military groups in the region. These include the Congolese Army, the Wazalendo, Burundian forces, and the SADC. This crowded battlefield makes coordination difficult. Critics also worry that the SADC mission might bypass diplomatic efforts. A military victory is hard to achieve when the roots of the war are so deep. A political settlement that addresses ethnic rights is still needed. The Washington Accords of 2025, the United States has taken a leading role in diplomacy. In late 2025, the Washington Accords for Peace and Prosperity were signed. President Trump used the influence of the United States to bring the parties together. The U.S. leverage is tied to access to minerals. The goal is to create a strategic economic partnership. This would trade infrastructure investment for mineral access. Washington also used sanctions to pressure the M23 leaders. At the same time, they pressured Rwanda to stop supporting the group. The M23 withdrawal from Uvira was a direct result of this diplomacy. The group called it a trust-building measure requested by the U.S. While the pullback is a positive sign, many questions remain. It is unclear if these accords will address the deep-seated ethnic grievances that caused the war. A path forward for the diaspora. The situation in the DRC is a reminder of the global nature of African struggles. The mineral wealth of the Congo powers the world, yet its people suffer. The discovery of mass graves in Uvira is a call for justice. It is not just a local issue but a global human rights crisis. The resilience of the people in the face of such horror is remarkable. They continue to demand accountability from their government and the world. Justice for the victims of Uvira requires more than just clearing the graves. It requires a long-term commitment to peace. This includes resolving the Binyamulenge question and ending the proxy wars. It also means ensuring that the mineral trade benefits the Congolese people. The international community must move beyond short-term interests. Only by addressing the history behind the headlines can a lasting peace be built. Copyright, African Elements.